Owen.
I got 20 minutes. I'm going to try to get it all out. I'll talk quick so it might help. Tonight we'll be in Joshua 7. Joshua 7, verses 1 through 12. Says here, but the children of Israel committed a trespass and the accursed thing for Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zebedee, the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, took of the accursed thing, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against the children of Israel. And Joshua sent men from Jericho to Ai, which is beside Bethaven, unto the east side of Bethel, and spake unto them, saying, go up and view the country. And the men went up and viewed Ai. And they returned to Joshua and said unto him, let not all the people go up, but let about 2,000 or 3,000 men go up and smite Ai, and make not all the people to labor thither, for they are but a few. So there went up thither of the people about 3,000 men, and they fled before the men of Ai. And the men of Ai smote of them about 36 men, for they chased them from before the gate even unto Sheba, Shebarim, and smote them in the going down there, wherefore the hearts of the people melted and became as water. And Joshua rent his clothes and fell to the earth upon his face before the ark of the Lord until the eventide, he and the elders of Israel, and put dust upon their heads. And Joshua said, alas, O Lord God, wherefore hast thou at all brought this people over Jordan to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites to destroy us? Would to God we had been content and dwelt on the other side Jordan. O Lord, what shall I say? When Israel turneth their backs before their enemies, for the Canaanites and all the inhabitants of the land shall hear of it, and shall envy us round about, and cut off our name from the earth, and what wilt thou do unto thy great name? And the Lord said unto Joshua, get thee up, wherefore liest thou thus upon thy face? Israel hath sinned, and they have also transgressed my covenant. They also cut my covenant, and with which I have commanded them, for they have even taken of the accursed thing, and have also stolen and disembled also, and they have put it even among their own stuff. Therefore the children of Israel could not stand before their enemies, but turned their backs before their enemies, because they were accursed. Neither will I be with you any more, except you destroy the accursed thing from among you. So we see here that we know the story. I'm sure everybody heard it. If you haven't, it's talking about Achan, how Achan took the accursed thing. He took something that God told him not to take, and he took and hid it in his tent. And we know what happened after that. His family was stoned, and all he had was stoned, and what all after that took place. But I don't want to talk about that tonight. I want to talk about tonight about Joshua. I want to talk about tonight, and my theme, my outline tonight will be, don't try to walk in this life without God. Don't try to walk in this life without God. I see right here that Joshua, he made a decision. He made a decision, and in my own life, I can say I've done the same thing many times. But I see that Joshua, he made a decision here. He made a decision to go and fight with Ai. And I don't see anything here that he asked about prayer. He didn't ask for any prayer. He didn't ask God for any guidance or anything in Joshua's life. And if he had asked God, none of this would have happened. The other stuff about the tent, that would have happened, of course, because Achan did it. But the 36 men, they lost their lives. 36 men lost their lives because of a decision that Joshua made. He made a decision to take and go and fight Ai. And he didn't have to do that. And we do that in our life. A lot of times we'll take and make decisions without asking God. We'll make decisions just on what we think is the best option, what we think is the right decision to make instead of asking God. And I'm putting my hand up right off the bat. I'm guilty of that. A lot of times I've done it. And it always leaves me in a big mess. And that's what happened here with Joshua. It's almost like we have a GPS in our car. And we have the thing just sitting there perfectly. It works perfectly. We know it works and it runs good. But we're going down a back road in the middle of nowhere. We don't know where we're at. Just driving along. But we have the GPS. We can turn it on. And we might be lost. I don't know where we would be at, but you'd be lost. And you don't want to use the GPS because I can find my own way out. I can get my own way. That's how we kind of do with God. We'll take in, I got this, God. I got this. I'll do this. I got this. Instead of just trusting God to help us, to deliver us. He's done it so many times in our life. Why can't we trust him again? But that's how we do. We take and do just like Joshua did here. And I'm not criticizing Joshua. He's a good man of God. I've seen him do, he did things in the Bible that more than me I could do. But I'm just using his life for an example. If Joshua had prayed and asked God, this wouldn't have happened. 36 men lost their lives because of a decision Joshua made. He didn't decide to pray to ask God for direction. And that's what happens a lot of times. In Joshua 9, verses 14 through 16, if you would turn there. In verses 14 it says, "And the men took of their victuals and asked not counsel at the mouth of the Lord. And Joshua made peace with them and made a league with them to let them live. And the princes of congregation swear unto them. And it came to pass at the end of 3 days after they had made a league with them that they heard that they were their neighbors and that they dwelt among them." So we see here in verses 14 it says, "And then the men took their victuals and asked not counsel." They didn't ask God. He didn't ask God for direction. He didn't ask God for help or guidance or what to do in the situation. And we all know what happened here. He took and made a treaty with the Gibeonites, the people that they were taking the land, the enemy. He made a treaty with them. And that's another chance. He had another time he did the same exact thing. He tried to trust in Joshua instead of God. And we'll do that a lot of times taking in our lives. We'll try to take and do our own thing instead of letting God lead, and we end up in a big old mess every single time. And I'm not saying in your life, maybe your prayer life might be better. Hey, I've done it many times. I've woke up in the morning and didn't even ask any prayer. I just lived my life like, hey, God wasn't there. I took and did my thing like, I've got this. I've done that. And it's not a good way to live. It's always taking, you ain't getting what God has for you. You're messing up. It says right here that he took and didn't ask for any counsel, and he was tricked into making a peace treaty with the enemy. We should ask God for everything. We should ask God over everything in this life. Every single tiny thing we do, every decision we make should be God. And I'm not saying I've done that. I'm not saying I'm high. I ain't put myself in orders. I'm not nowhere reached that. But we should ask God for everything and ask him everything. Even I've heard a preacher talk about asking in prayer for socks. When you buy a pair of socks, I haven't done that, but it probably would be a good idea. The socks might last longer. But hey, we should ask God for everything. I remember my dad years ago, you might not remember this, he's getting a little older and all, but no. Dad told me one night, he come down in the basement, and he said, son, if you want a good wife, he said, pray for God to give you a good wife. And I remember that, I prayed after that, Dad, it kind of stuck home to me, and I said, well, let me pray, maybe it's right, because I don't want to end up with what I've seen people end up with. And I prayed, and God gave me a good wife. He's given me good kids. He's given me so many things because I prayed from, hey, and I'm not saying I'm perfect. And my wife, she knows I'm not perfect. She puts up with a lot of stuff, and it takes a good woman to do that. And she's been a good woman to me. And clearly she didn't pray because she ended up with me, right? but we should pray in everything. I mean, every single tiny thing we should give God. We should give God the guide and let God lead and guide in our lives. But we sometimes don't, and we end up in a fix. And that's what Joshua did here. He took and ended up in a fix twice. Because he didn't ask prayer. He didn't ask God to guide and lead in his life. And in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, it says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path." Hey, in all thy, in everything, trust in the Lord. Hey, and lean not unto your own understanding. Hey, we'll think we got something. We think we got this way, and it's the best way to go. But hey, God knows the better way. God knows the way. He knows what we need to do. He knows what we need to be doing in our lives. Better than we do. And in Joshua, I don't know if it was because he had won the war and with the Jericho and all that before, if he got cocky, maybe, I don't know. Maybe he thought he had it at that point because it was a good victory. I seen that the walls came tumbling down. Maybe he got to where he thought he had it. And that's what the flesh will take. We got to be careful. That flesh will rear up and, hey, we think we got it without trusting in God to lead and God and direct in our lives. And we should always go to God before making decisions. Before making any decision. But like Joshua, we don't. We don't ask God. We don't ask God for anything. We take and just try to do stuff in our own way. Me, I'm talking about me here. We take and get in messes and situations because we don't ask God. We live like God isn't there. And then when we get into the mess, we're like, oh my, how did I get here? How did I get into this mess? Hey, because we don't ask God. We don't ask God. He can't guide. He can't direct. He wants to, but we have to ask him. We have to be willing to pray. Ask God for every single thing. In everything in this life, we should give God the prayer. In Joshua 6, verses 1, Joshua 6, if you can turn there. It says in verses 1 through 6, "Now Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children out of Israel. None went out and none came in. And the Lord said unto Joshua, See, I have given into thine hand Jericho and king, the king thereof and the mighty men of valor. And ye shall compass the city, all ye men of war, and go round about the city. Once thus thou shalt thou do this 6 days. And 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets of ram's horns. And the 7th day ye shall compass the city 7 times. And the priests shall blow with the trumpets. And it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with the ram's horns, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, and all the people shall shout with a great shout, the wall of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall ascend up every man straight before him. And Joshua, the son of Nun, called the priests and said unto them, Take up the ark of the covenant, and let 7 priests bear 7 trumpets and ram's horns before the ark of the Lord." So we see here that he took and got counsel from God. He got the guidance from God, and we see the victory he had. He had a great victory. I mean, it was a victory. I've never seen something like that. The walls come down when you're just taking a shot. And these walls weren't little. These were some big walls. But he got the victory in that because he took and let God lead. He let God direct in his life. Hey, we can't do it without God. He made direction through his magnificent. He got a magnificent victory. But we forget to ask God for everything. We need to ask God in the smallest thing, like I said, a pair of socks. It could be something small. Every single thing we should ask God. And I haven't done it yet in our socks, but we should. God will give us direction. Joshua 7, 6 through 9. If you want back. It says here, "And Joshua rent his clothes and fell to the earth upon his face before the ark of the Lord until the eventide. He and the elders of Israel, and put dust upon their heads. And Joshua said, Alas, O Lord God, wherefore hast thou at all brought this people over Jordan to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites to destroy us? Would to God we had been content and dwelt on the other side of Jordan. O Lord, what shall I say when Israel turneth their backs before their enemies? For the Canaanites and all the inhabitants of the land shall hear of it and shall enver in us," which means to take us around or compass, "to enver in us round and cut off our name from the earth. And what wilt thou do unto thy great name?" So he was having a big pity party for himself. Look like right here it says, "And Joshua rent his clothes and fell upon his face before the ark of the Lord and said, O Lord," hey, "why am I here? Why is this happening? Haven't I been doing what you asked, leading your children? Hey, haven't I been doing what you want me to do?" Hey, and we'll do that so many times. I've caught myself. I'm going to church every day week. Oh God, why is this happening to me? Why is my truck being broken down? Why is my house bill? I don't know whatever it is with you, but maybe it's the house. Maybe why am I losing my house? Why is my job doing this? Why is that? Hey, and have we prayed? Did you pray about it before you took it? Did you pray about the house before you bought it? Did you pray about that truck before you bought it? Did you pray about every single tiny thing in this life? God, he wants to help us, but hey, we can't get the blessing God has if we don't let him lead, let him guide. In everything we should pray. In everything we should give God the room to move, because hey, he knows far better than we do. He knows how to guide our lives better than we do. Every single time I try to do something myself, if it be a car, if it be a truck, a house, whatever it is, if I try to do it with on my own self, I'm always going to mess up. I always mess up. We'll make fast decisions about a matter, like I said, like a job or a house or whatever it is. And then we just expect God, hey, God, fix it. Hey, you take care of this. Hey, fix it. Hey, God isn't a genie in a bottle. He's not a puppet. Hey, he wants to do it in our lives. But hey, we can't take and just, hey, God, I messed that up. I'm married. I'm going to marry her and you make it work out. Hey, that's not how God works. But that's, hey, Joshua's living a life like that. I've lived a life like that. Hey, that you can take and just, you do what you want. And then when it falls down, oh, God, all of a sudden he's praying to God. All of a sudden you see here he's praying to God. Hey, why didn't he do that before he went to battle? Why didn't he do that before he went to battle with Ai? He would have found out there was sin in the camp. And then they wouldn't have had to gone to war and lost 36 men's lives. But he didn't do that. He took and just kept on doing what he wanted to do. And we see here that he had just had the great victory because of letting God lead and God direct in his life. Just because he took and let God lead, he would do, hey, he had a big pity party though. Oh God, why is this happening to me? I'm sure Amber probably thought that since we got married. Oh God, why is this happening to me? But he did. He had a party for himself, a pity party, and then God had to show him, hey, there's sin in the camp. After he prayed and asked God for help, God helped him. And we'll put ourselves in situations, hey, if we ask God, he'll help us. We have to first say, we have to seek God. We have to pray and ask God for the help. Hey, God wants to help us, but we can't just take and live this life like he's not there. God wants to help us, but he has to be the one that's leading it. And I know y'all, I know everybody here, I'm talking to the people that have come to church every night. I know y'all are doing those things. I'm just preaching what God laid in my heart. And I see where he made that decision. But it says in here, Philippians 4:6, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. But in everything, but in everything, but in them socks, but in that house, but in that job, not in some things, but in everything, by prayer and supplication. By prayer and supplication. Hey, if he had done that, those men wouldn't have lost their lives. They would have been able to figure it out. It would have all worked out. God wants to help us. God wants to lead and direct in our lives. God wants to have, he wants to see you have the victory. He wants to see you take and do things for him. He wants to see souls saved. But everything has to be through Christ. Hey, we can't do it ourselves. For with God, hey, everything's possible with God. For men, it's impossible. With God, all things are possible. Hey, we can't do it on our own. But what we need to do is take, and like Joshua needed to do, we need to put Joshua aside. We need to put Devin aside. We got to take and live life like, hey, it's just God's leading and directing our lives. Not me. I can't do it. I can't make it on my own. Every time I've tried, I've failed. Hey, without God, I would not have a wife. I wouldn't have kids. I would be lost on my way to hell. God's done more with my life already. In the 11, 12 years, whatever it was, I've been saved. He's done more with my life than I could have ever done with it in my whole life. In one night, he's done more with my life than I could do my whole entire life. He saved my wretched soul. Hey, I'm unworthy, but God, he's able. Hey, he saved my soul. He's able to do, if you're not saved, he can save you. If you need help with the job, hey, he can help you. I know, Brother Josh, I'm not trying to point you out, but he said he lost a job. God's going to help him find a job. He pray God will help him. Hey, he's done more things in this life than I could stake a stick. I mean, I've seen him taking people that are healing, they're taking getting healed when they're sick. People that have lost their houses and God provides a new home. Hey, people that have lost their family, and then God, he works something out. He always works out. If you take and follow God, he'll make a way. He'll do what we can't think we can do. What we might think we can do in this way, hey, God might not have that way. He might have a different way. And that's what Joshua needed to learn here. And God working his life. But we got to trust in God to lead. We got to trust in God to direct. And just remember that we can't do it in this life without God. I remember hearing a song on my radio saying, I can't even walk without him holding my hand. Without God holding my hand, I can't walk without God. We can't walk without him. And if we try it, I promise you we're going to fall. Without God, we can't do nothing. And I want to thank God. I want to thank God for this church. Hey, but without God, this church wouldn't be nothing. I love our preacher. I love our preacher. He's a good man of God. But without God, hey, nothing would be happening. The church souls won't get saved. Hey, lives can't be changed. The buses wouldn't be running without God. Hey, the church lights wouldn't be on without God. This world wouldn't be moving without God. We wouldn't have food to eat if it wasn't for God. Hey, we can trust God for everything. In everything in this life, we should give him thanks and trust God to lead and guide and direct in our lives. And he will. Hey, just trust him. He's able. Amen.